T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
There are five, by the way, large, unmarked, and unopened plastic bags of tortilla chips in the station kitchen area. Their origin and time of arrival is unknown.
Sports Talk Saturday.
If you've never smoked and you've only tried one maybe spoiled bag of tortilla chips, you might only pay $20 a month for health insurance.
On WGR.
Be like Lou. He's on bag number two.
Sports Radio 550.
Well, we get a mini Sports Talk Saturday here. It's not like I haven't been here for the last several days, but here we are once again. Right now, though, I'm all alone in this studio. Over the past couple days, Nate has been sitting to my left, Zach has been sitting right across from me, and that is not happening right now. Those two are going to be in at noon as we get day three started with the NFL draft. But I've got to tell y'all something real quick. I'm going to back away from the microphone. I need a break from it! And that is exactly what we're going to do with this first segment here of Sports Talk Saturday. We'll have Booty Cheek of the Week because we have to. It's a thing. It's almost like a blood oath at this point. And then Sal Capaccio will be checking in from One Bills Drive. So while I will only get like a 30-minute break from the NFL draft when it comes to me sitting here in these studios, this is that 30-minute break. It is. And I'm perfectly happy with talking about quite literally anything else than the NFL draft right now. Why? Because we're going to be doing it for the rest of the afternoon. And I want to go back to something that happened earlier this week, and I know that it would not get nearly as much of the fanfare for several reasons. One, it's the Buffalo Sabres. Of course, they're not going to get any of the fanfare. They haven't made the playoffs in 13 years. Hoo-ha, whoop-de-doo, what did they do? Well, they hired Lindy Ruff back, and I didn't get a chance to really say anything about it. And at first, my thoughts on Lindy Ruff had always been, if they end up on him, it's fine. And that was my initial thought. I didn't love the idea, but it was also because I was suspecting that there would be more candidates available or different candidates available. I mean, I wasn't really like all that gung-ho about like Craig Berube or anything like that, or Gerard Gallant, because retreads are retreads at this point. You lose jobs for a reason at that point. Whereas with Lindy Ruff, it was, the more you look at it, he had poor goaltending in New Jersey in that past season. And the pie in the sky, though, for me was Rob Brind'Amour. They're about to sweep the Islanders. Let's be real. The Islanders were frauds. We all knew it, and it's being proven. The Capitals were frauds, and it's being proven. The Sabres, this is going to be the most cocky and arrogant thing I say today, and that's saying something. The Sabres would have fared better than either of those teams in the playoffs. And people are going to go, but Derek, they didn't make the playoffs. They were awful this year. Yeah, they were awful at stringing wins together. They were awful at getting to overtime. You know what an inconsistent team does? Win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. You know what a 7-game series does? Win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. There's no streaks in a 7-game series. If it goes 7, there's no streaks. It's not like one team wins 3 and then the next team wins 3. It's like, no. It means that you are just, like, it's just not going smoothly for either team. That doesn't mean that either team is playing poorly, for example, but like the Sabres would have handled better the opportunity at the maybe Florida sweeps them, but the Rangers, they would have probably stolen a game from the Rangers. Because the Sabres didn't go on streaks, bad or good. They had one four-game losing streak, and that was it. Like, that was the longest streak of either side. They would have won more games than the Capitals and Islanders are about to combined. And that's wholly arrogant to say of a team that has missed the playoffs for 13 years. It just goes to show why Don Granato ended up losing his job. Like, this was an opportunity to sneak into the back door of the playoffs and break the drought in a year where that was really, like, the bar was low. The bar was lower than it was last year, and you couldn't get there. However, Lindy Ruff, like, the Devils were the same thing as the Sabres when it came to record, inconsistency when it comes to winning streaks or losing streaks, and not getting to overtime. That was another thing. Like, the Devils were almost this mirror image of Buffalo this year. Ironically enough, both coaches lost their jobs for varying reasons, but both coaches did lose their jobs. Now, looking back on the hiring process, it took less than a week. And Kevin Adams was adamant that he talked to a couple of people. Like, he talked to double-digit people. It doesn't mean he gave official interviews to 12 people. That's just, time-wise, that's just not realistic. But I'm going to believe him because somehow, like, despite his inaction from last year, everything that he does say does seem to be a little bit more on the genuine side of maybe it just, there's this aura of authenticity with him. And you typically don't get that from general managers. So, or it's just like this run-of-the-mill stuff. No, he seemed aggravated at that press conference, and I love that energy from him because he understands this is my last chance to have some sort of legitimate opportunity as a general manager in the National Hockey League. Like, this is it. Could he end up like with other office jobs in the NHL? Yes, but if they get to the playoffs with Kevin Adams as the general manager, then whatever happens from there, he will get another general manager job if he wants it. It like ever again, because the NHL is great at hiring retreads. But if he doesn't get there here, it's just this, oh, like the public perception of when he was hired. Oh, you were brought in from Harbor Center. You never belonged here anyway. And that's not a fair perception. And he wants to break that. He wants to shatter that perception. So he is miffed, and I love it. He's saying this hire is for right now. And that's the part that I'm going to be thrilled about, is that he's understanding that it's in the moment now, which allows me to think he's going to take a swing this year, that he has to. He's learned from the summer of his mistake of inaction. And again, this is his opportunity to realize that he could be a general manager for a long time in the National Hockey League. It's this year. Like, this is his moment. So I'm excited for that, and I'm excited for the energy that Kevin Adams brought to that presser. I am more excited about the energy that Lindy Ruff brought to that presser. He very much felt grounded, and any questions about adjusting or the analytics answer was by far my favorite thing from that press conference. Because he went into detail about what he uses it for, how he combines it with the eye test, goes into, hey, we use this to make sure, like, if there's a pairing that's not working together, and my brain just went back to the Yoki Haru Byram pairing to end the season, like, dear God, make it stop, and we kept getting it. So, I hate to be an idiot about this all over again, but the vibes are kind of back. Evan just snapped his head over to me.
I
they're kind of back.
I want to believe you. I just...
You don't want to get burned again.
I don't want to get burned again. Because this is what's been happening for so many years. We've been saying, like, oh, the vibes are back. The Sabres are, you know, they're going to be this great team. And then they all of a sudden just, they fall apart. And I... maybe I've been used to getting disappointed with this hockey team. I just need, I'm a firm believer of, I need to see it to believe it.
No, I get that. But that's exactly what the message was from that as well, was the Sabres are realizing this is last chances for a lot of people. This is realistically Lindy's last go at a head coaching job. This is realistically Kevin Adams' chance to prove that he belongs in the NHL as a general manager. Terry Pegula talking about the past didn't help anything, but you know what? This is why he doesn't talk to the media. So I don't know what we were expecting. But again, this is, it's about now. That was the message, and that's what I loved about it, was the Sabres have a chance to make noise. They really still do. This was the, now everyone hates hearing this, but I'm going to spin this in a different light. This was the youngest team in the National Hockey League, which does mean there should be staying power, okay? I'm not talking about inexperience. I'm talking about weaponizing it. That means that these players should be around for a long time. So a down year with them does not mean that this is a, oh, youth and inexperienced thing. This is a, we should be used to the chances here and the opportunities. We should be hyping that up again because they are still so young. That should be a sign of optimism, not inexperience at this point, because there's a lot of players that start playing at 18, 19, 20 at this point, and they collect a lot of games. But this should give you a chance to be, you should be allowed to be excited still, is basically what I'm saying. I will not dispute anyone saying exactly what Evan did, which was, now I have to see it to believe it. But the only way for you to actually try to believe in it, you got to have at least a microcosm of optimism. You have to. Because otherwise, why are you watching it?
I think what we saw,
and a lot
from,
of people have turned them off. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm. I think what we saw from Ruff and that, what was it, that 112-point season that he had with the Devils, the second youngest team in hockey, and he really got fired because his goaltender couldn't make saves.
Yeah, no, his goaltending was awful this past year.
And so I look at it from a standpoint of, he did it with a young team. I think he can do it again. And, you know, I want to say that people want him, are excited to have him back because, you know, it brings back the nostalgia. But I think that he has shown that everywhere he's gone, he's had success. And I think that that's what really we've always asked for.
Exactly. So, and the whole thing about, like, Thomas Fitzgerald, the general manager of New Jersey, he said something when Lindy got fired about, like, accountability isn't just sitting young players. First of all, Tom Fitzgerald doesn't look like he's a good general manager, I would say. I don't think he's all that good. Secondly, because, I mean, what are you doing to help him with anything in the net, by the way? But the other thing is, the player that was in question was Alex Holtz. Alex Holtz doesn't really seem like he's that good of a hockey player so far. And if you're trying to win games, you're going to sit players that you don't think are going to help you win games. Because Alex Holtz is an interesting one. I've seen a decent amount of Alex Holtz playing hockey. How do I know this? Because Rochester's been in the Calder Cup playoffs. Rochester's been in the Calder Cup playoffs. I've gone down the 90 to go watch them. You know what players stood out between Rochester and Utica a couple years back? JJ Paterka, Jack Quinn. You know who didn't stand out at all? Alex Holtz. I just call it like I see it. Like in Rochester, in that playoff run that they had, JJ was the best player on the ice. It wasn't Quinn, it was JJ. I forgot Alex Holtz was there sometimes. I think I saw more out of Tage Thompson's younger brother, Tice, than I did from Alex Holtz in those playoff series. So this narrative about Lindy Ruff not getting along with young players, I don't know where that came from. It came from Holtz and him riding the pine, but I just maybe he's just not that good. It happens. High picks sometimes fizzle out. And I think that's what's happening here. So Ruff is going to be taking over a team that has a lot of youth. It should have a lot of enthusiasm, but it's now also youth that needs that kick in the pants. The growing and development portion's over. Now it's about trying to turn this thing into the winner it's supposed to be. The winner we thought that they would become this past season, and they didn't. It's going to be exciting. I'm happy with what I heard. I'm happy with this sort of thing. And here's the last thing here about the Lindy Ruff hire that is the most important part of it. Who doesn't like him here? Like, as a person, who doesn't like Lindy Ruff as a person? Because if you say that you don't, you're wrong. It's okay to be wrong. But this is a guy you cheer for. This is a guy that everyone wants to go to bat for because this guy, even when he was gone, he has always been about Buffalo. He met with the media when the Bills were playing a playoff game and said, Bills game's on, we got to make this quick. Like, that's a man that's been here. He's been an employee of the Buffalo Sabres every decade of its existence, by the way. That's a fun little fact, which kind of says something about the Sabres, but it also says something about Lindy Ruff. That he has been a part of Sabres history every decade of its existence. He was drafted in 79. Played in the 80s. Started coaching in the 90s. Through the 2000s. Into the 2010s. Gets fired in 2012.
It was 2013.
2013, sorry.
Either way, sorry.
But no, like, thank you for that. And then comes back in the 2020s. That's cool. It's genuinely cool. Okay? When things are cool, you could say that they're cool. It's all right. You know? Hey, Evan. I'm feeling lazy today, even though I'm in a rolly chair. You mind helping me snag George here? As we get connected with our fans, it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. George, we're going to pot you up here. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing?
Good. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the draft.
Oh, trust me, we're going to be doing that at noon. We're up and running again. So if you got draft thoughts, go ahead.
Well, my draft thought is that I kind of trust what they're doing, but I wouldn't have made the deal with Kansas City. Coleman better be a hell of a lot better than Worthy coming out like right out of the box, because all Worthy's got to do is, very little. If he returns a punt or something, it's going to look bad on us. And never mind about what it looks like. If he is better, what was the strategy in that?
So honestly, I'm not worried about the Worthy pick because the Bills didn't seem to like him, and that's fine. They probably didn't like his smaller frame, and they want a guy that could play on the X. Something tells me that Xavier Worthy and his frame, they're probably not lining him up on the outside in Kansas City. They're probably going to put him in the slot a lot. And that's a good fit for them. And if Brandon Bean didn't ask who Kansas City was taking there, for example, like, whatever. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about the trade. If he's a good player, he's a good player. But as long as Keon Coleman's a good player, that's the part that matters. I am not going to waste a lot of my energy on if Xavier Worthy is good. Because he's not a Buffalo Bill. He's not. That's okay. I said it on Thursday. We needed to take a step back, breathe, sleep on it, okay? Stop looking at the revisionist history of the Patrick Mahomes trade, okay? Because Patrick Mahomes was the third quarterback taken in that draft. Okay? He was the third guy. And when he was selected, nobody thought he would be this monster that we've had to deal with year in and year out. Xavier Worthy was the fifth receiver taken? I'm going to look just to be sure here. Yep, we had our big three. We had Brian Thomas. Yeah, fifth receiver. The fifth receiver taken. We can relax about this. Don't let Kansas City live rent-free in your heads, everyone. Because the Bills do have a solid record against them. They just lose at the worst times. They're 4-1 in the regular season, 0-3 in the playoffs. You got to fix that last part. But if you put all the wins together, it's 4-4. They're two good teams that match up evenly against each other. The games that the Bills just happen to lose are instant classics, and they're just on the short end of the stick. Football happens. Teams have to lose good games.
That doesn't mean
that we have to have them living rent-free in our heads.
I think it also has to do with how many times the Chiefs have ended this, the Bills season.
I don't care anymore. They're good teams. Only one team wins the freaking thing. Now I'm pissed. This is why I didn't want to talk about the draft yet. Enough about the Worthy trade. We've had 2 days. I told people, sleep on it. Touch grass. I don't care. Enough about Kansas City. Enough. Going to break. Booty Cheek of the Week is next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.